Kilber.
Now, what is the Kilber?
It's the cover, the blankets and quilts that you put over you to keep you warm.
All up together.
You know, I reckon they use the word Kilber when we use the word parlor for a living room.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Kilber?
That's interesting.
I reckon they spell it with a K. I just don't know, but he said his grandmother always used the word Kilber.
That's very interesting. And what else would be on the bed besides the
bed? It's for you.
What is the Kilber? What's in that Kilber?
The quilt and blanket.
All right. And what else will be on the bed besides the bedspread and all that?
Mattress and springs. That's all I know.
What do you put your head on?
Pillow.
And what do you put over the pillow?
A pillow slip. Now, some people say pillow case.
But you say pillow slip.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember using anything on the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow? Maybe make this look pretty or something?
No.
It was like a large pillow.
A pillow sham.
What's a pillow sham?
I've got them on my daughter's bed. It matches the bedspread, and you go ahead and cover your pillow with a pillow slip or a pillow case, whichever one you want to use. And then you cover it with that pillow sham. It's the same color as the pillow, and it's got ruffles on it.
What's a bolster?
Bolster. It's something that just goes over the foot of the bed, I reckon, to make it look pretty. I've seen that in print.
But you don't know what it is?
Mm-mm.
And so you call it a pillow sham?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Right. And it doesn't go part way across the bed. It goes...
all the way.
And now, what are some... if you had a lot of people spending the night over here, you're used to having their beds for them all, what's a bed you'd make on the floor?
A pallet.
And what are some different kinds of land around on the farm?
Well, and we don't use the word pallet too much. You might make a pallet for a baby or a child to lay on during the day, but you would just put beds on the floor, just put mattresses on the floor. But the word pallet is really getting to be extinct.
Well, now, what is a pallet made of?
You just fold up a quilt and put it on the floor.
That's a pallet.
Mm-hmm. For a child to lay on during the day, you know, if you want them. I made one for my child. She had some baby quilts, and I just put one in the air where I was, and she could lay on it and go to sleep. It's good for them in the summertime, lay on the floor.
Oh, because it's cool?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are some types of land around the farm? Some different types of land.
What do you mean? What?
Well, what's the best land?
Most of the time we just say good land and bad land.
All right. Well, suppose that you could say, I expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very
good.
All right. What's another word?
Rich.
Fertile.
We don't use the word fertile. Now we say it in print. But we just say rich or poor dirt. Don't use the word poor, just poor.
All right. And what's the flat lowland along the streams that might overflow in the spring and get plowed later on? Down next to the stream.
Oh.
Might flood every now and then.
Well, we've got some that does that. Every year that pond runs over on it. Some years we can't even farm it or tend it.
What?
We don't very often say farm the dirt. It's tend it.
Oh,
are you tending Mr. Jones's farm this year?
Yes, I think.
That's a common word.
Well, would you have a name for that kind of land
I can't remember it. I know what you want, but I just can't think of it.
What would you call it? Something like, what'd you call it?